Okay, we're going to get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Success Circle High Content Call. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, and I want to welcome all the new members, so welcome, Success Circle members. If this is your first High Content Call, let me kind of give you the lay of the land. What we do here on the High Content Call is it's a call that stresses or goes into a little bit deeper one of the concepts, tactics, strategies in the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And we use these Success Circle calls to, you know, in some cases answer questions, dive a little bit deeper. And this particular topic today, we're going to talk about the social media marketing strategy, the starting place. And you know, there's a lot of benefits to social media marketing, but people often use that platform in an outdated way, or they use outdated tactics. So we're going to talk more about that. But first, I want to also welcome the existing Success Circle members. And typically what we do up front is we kind of give you some of the upcoming events that are happening. Most of you on the call are attending the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive that's happening this Thursday, May 12th, 13th, and 14th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm thrilled. We have the electricity couldn't be any higher. It is just an electric group of people coming from all over. So I'm just thrilled as people make their way to Michigan. We have just a phenomenal group of people, so it's gonna be an electric 3 days. Of course, we're supposed to have thunderstorms, so it will be literally electric, but that's okay. Just to put on your calendars, May 24th is the Q&A call, and again at 4:30 Eastern Time. And the purpose of the Q&A call is to ask any questions that you have, whether it's about something in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, or it's a question about your business. Perhaps you need a shortcut or you need a resource. Chances are we've already had experience with it, whatever you're experiencing. So why not get the shortcut? Why not get your question answered so you can move on? And that's the whole purpose of the Q&A calls. If you can attend live, it's beneficial because then we can dive deeper into the question that you have. So if you'd like to submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. Again, that's spelled EXCELERATE associates.com. And just simply mention what your question is, and we can get it in the queue to answer on the Q&A calls. The Q&A calls are always the fourth Tuesday of the month, unless otherwise notified, but always the second or fourth Tuesday of the month. The high content calls and laser coaching calls are always the second Tuesday of the month. So just in case you want to use your recurring function on your calendar, you can put that in your calendar right away. So again, high content calls, always the second Tuesday at 4:30 Eastern Time of the month, and the Q&A calls are the fourth Tuesday of every month, again at 4:30. And go ahead and submit your questions anytime. If you're unable to make the Q&A call, by the way, or any call for that matter, we record them and place them on the Success Circle membership site. By the following day at 9 a.m. they're available. If you need a question answered in the Q&A call and can't make it, please make sure to be specific about your question so that I can do my best in answering it for you, even in your absence, and then you can listen to the recording the following day. So that's about it for the upcoming events. It's going to be a busy, busy May. So lots of great stuff coming up. And I've got lots of interesting things that are coming on the horizon after May. And so for those of you that are attending the 3-day intensive, you'll get the skinny on it early. So I can't say what it is right now, but it's really cool stuff, and you'll get more information. So I'll tell you in the 3-day. Okay, well, today let's get started with the today's high content call, which is social media marketing strategy, the starting place. And there's a lot of benefits to social media marketing. It's easy, and what people sometimes want to do is just get signed up. And they're like, okay, I got to get on LinkedIn, okay, got to get on Facebook, okay, got to get on Twitter, without really assessing what you want to get from social media. And, you know, people that have been on social media for a while, you know, probably made these mistakes. You know, you just figure, well, everybody's getting on the bandwagon, I need to get on the bandwagon too. Which is true, you need to have a social media, be involved in social media marketing, but... You know, and it's easy to want to take advantage of it, too, because it's something that's otherwise free, right? But you could be wasting your time, though, if you don't assess the best strategy and to using the social media sites and how to optimize your time on these sites. So that's what I really want to talk about today is, and although you'll learn some of this in the 3-day intensive, and for those of you who've attended, or maybe you're just part of the Success Circle and you haven't attended and you're going to get the self-study program, you'll learn more about your marketing strategies and how to systematize. But for now, what I really want to focus on is a social media strategy, social media marketing strategy. Because the marketplace has changed considerably, but yet people are using some outdated tactics and techniques on social media marketing and forgetting what it really is about on social media. So I want to explain some of that too, because it's just as important not only to get on social media, but then once you get on social media, what do you put on social media and why? And that's all part of the strategizing. And a good social media marketing plan has three things. Number one, you obviously have this overall strategy. Number two, you also want to systematize that strategy. And number three, you want to optimize. So you want to strategize, systemize, and optimize your social media. And what I'm going to focus on today is just the strategy piece. Now, let's look at some of the demographics of social media, because I think this is important, especially when you have your target market. And that's really one of the starting places. And a lot of people that know me have heard me say, you have to be exact to attract. You must be exact to attract. You have to know who your ideal client is when you're starting your social media strategy. Why? Because the demographics on the social media is very different. You know, when you look at Facebook, you have over 30 billion pieces of content that's shared. 30 billion pieces of content that's shared monthly, by the way. That's 30 billion monthly. That's a lot of information. You know, for anybody, in you know, you've seen them. They're news stories, they're blog posts, they're web links, they're photos, there's videos, right? And you know, you look at the average user; they're connected to about maybe 80 community pages. And community is a key word here on any of the social media sites. It's community, and Twitter, for example, has about 54.5 million U.S. users. Most of them are between 18 and 34 years of age. You also have about 24% that are between 35 and 49, and 30% earn over $100,000 on Twitter. Now, Twitter is different than Facebook, certainly. Twitter is more about micro-blogging, so you've only got so many letters that you can put in a message. Whereas Facebook, you can put a little bit more, and again, it's about connecting almost on a personal level in Facebook. In Twitter, it's Twitter's really about a live conversation that you have. And that's really important also to know, that the difference between Facebook and Twitter. When you look at Twitter, people are almost expecting that when you put something out there on Twitter, you're going to respond, or they're going to respond. It's real time. Okay. So LinkedIn though is quite a bit different. LinkedIn, you're looking at the business users. You got about 70 million users on LinkedIn. Their average household income is about $109,000 a year. So, and as you look at the difference between Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, very different users and how they use the site. You know, you would say things very differently on Facebook than you would on Twitter. And there are some things you would share on Facebook that you would not share on LinkedIn. Because remember, these are communities. And in communities, people want to get to know you. But they want to get to know you on almost different levels. If you look at it as Facebook is more, it can be professional, but you know, a lot of the lines are being blurred with social media. And yet, you still have a lot of people that are learning about products and services from these social media sites. So it's really a fine line in how you use these social media sites. But it's important to know your strategy on these sites, because that's going to determine, too, with what you put on these sites. So let me back up a little bit and just say that, you know, your strategy is going to also start with your mindset. And understand that there have been a lot of changes in the marketplace. If you grew up and had influences, and many of us have in the industrial age, you might be stuck in push marketing. You know, pushing your stuff out there. You know, buy my stuff. You might even get a little discouraged when people don't buy your stuff right away. Because social media, though, is again about communities. And in communities, they want to get to know you. Right? I mean, just think of it as almost a neighborhood. I mean, think about when, you know, new people move in on the block. You know, you're checking them out. You're getting to see what they're like. Well, it's really no different than Facebook or even LinkedIn and people kind of getting to know you. I mean, one of the things, you know, people try to do on LinkedIn because it's more professional and a lot of corporate folks are on there. It's funny that, people will suddenly get onto LinkedIn. I hear this complaint all the time, is they'll start magically getting on LinkedIn and then they'll connect to everybody and then start asking everybody for favors because maybe they lost their job or whatever and they're getting on LinkedIn for the first time. So it's out of desperation that they're connecting with all these people. You know, again, understand what your purpose is when you go in there, because it's like, you know, moving into a neighborhood and then starting to ask all your neighbors if you can borrow their lawnmower and, hey, can I get a cup of sugar? And then, of course, you know, you're brand new, you're an unknown entity, and suddenly you're asking for all these things. Well, it's the same thing on social media. Yet, and that's the difference, too, when you get into the industrial age. A lot of our tactics, a lot of the ways that we have approached marketing in the past no longer serve us on the social media marketing area. Because we want to go, hey, buy my stuff. And, you know, we're saying, well, why isn't anybody buying? Well, because it has to be about relationships. Because again, remember, these are communities. So understand that your mindset might be set on push marketing. And if it's set on push marketing, understand this is a pull marketplace, P-U-L-L, pull marketplace. The idea is to pull people in. And does that take time? Sure it does. But making sure, too, when you're pulling people in, you're matching your message to your market. And that is critical in social media marketing. You must target your message to attract and to pull in your audience. Now, one of the interesting things is I had a Facebook entry that I put in. It was actually the first time that I, not the first time, it was the first time I made a pie. That's what it was. First time I made an apple pie. And I, you know, some people might say, well, what does making a pie have anything to do with what I do? It really, what the whole premise is on Facebook is connecting with people. So I'm all about change and embracing new experiences and how to take a systems approach. Well, you know, cooking a pie has a very methodical system. You know, you got to add in certain things, certain ingredients. So I sort of took that approach and said, hey, this is the first apple pie I had, really enjoyed it. I don't know how many entries I got on that thing, but a lot of people thought, oh, great, you know, and sharing different things about the apple pie, well, it looks pretty good, and all this. And it was just a way of connecting with people. Now, some people are concerned with, again, this mindset that came from the industrial age of I don't want to share anything really personal. Well, was it personal that I shared, you know, making a pie? Yeah, I guess it was. You know, everybody knew what I did over the weekend. But, you know, it wasn't so personal. It was more personal professional. So if you have that mindset that you're like, well, I really don't want to share anything personal, think about things like that that you could share on social media. You know, fun things or, you know, things that you laugh at yourself about. I mean, those are the things that people connect with you and get to understand your sense of humor. And you begin then to create a relationship with them and pull them in. You pull them in by your stories. And then, of course, you can say, hey, I'm really excited about this, you know, upcoming event that I have, and, you know, then talk more about a blog that you have. Hey, wrote this article, what do you think? And engage them in that process. And that those techniques work really well with Facebook. They're starting to, you know, work on LinkedIn too with the a little bit more casual approach on LinkedIn. Before, it was really, really business, and you would never put on, you know, more casual conversations, but, you know, LinkedIn is changing too. They're also changing the functionality that allows people to comment on people's status updates. So I'm seeing a change too happening in LinkedIn. So it's important to really be agile when you get onto some of these communities and notice how they're changing the functionality and cue in and listen to what some of your ideal clients are doing and saying on these social media sites. And that's a clear thing too, is a lot of times people want, that's something that you want to cue in on too, is a lot of people think that they have to put stuff on social media. But when you first get on, it's important to listen to the conversations, listen to what your ideal clients are wanting, or what they're talking about, or, you know, what the conversation's about. And join some of those conversations. Comment on some of those conversations. If you're on Twitter, retweet. People love when you retweet their information. Maybe they've said something that, you know, you really enjoyed. Those are some really great ways to start to cultivate that relationship. And again, remember, these are communities, and you want to create that relationship with them over time. And when you do, when you think about it more from a strategy standpoint, and the idea of pulling in your clients, it really takes the stress away too. Because if you're trying to push all the time, people are tired of the push. You know, they want a conversation. If you respond to other people's questions on, say, a LinkedIn discussion, that's a great way to position yourself as an expert. But be very careful about how you position yourself, too, because, you know, you don't want it to appear that you're just answering the question so that you could market yourself. Truly answer the question that's posed out there, especially if it's in your subject matter expert, and say, you know, over the years, I've experienced this. You may find this helpful, and maybe a link to something, or to some other article, that again helps them. And when you approach social media in this way, as how can I create a relationship, and two, what you want to get from it. You want to create and cultivate these relationships. But I think sometimes our expectations of social media, we want it to be instantaneous. But oftentimes, it's no different than networking in person. So you meet somebody at a networking appointment for the very first time. Would you ask them to do business with you? Well, some people would. But you don't know. You would extend your hand. You would say, nice to meet you. What do? Well, same on social media. So if you're trying to approach it by push marketing, remember, this is a pull marketplace. Look at how you're building relationships with people on here. And it's really a long-term, look at it as more of a longer-term solution. Now, there's ways you can leverage it too. You know, LinkedIn, you could look up all your target markets and see who you want to connect with. You know, great way to connect. Again, making sure that you connect with them, you start a conversation with them. But again, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. So, and with an economy that's more, you know, a lot of people are in scarcity mode. They're going to be cautious about their spending. They're going to really check you out on social media. They're going to check out, you know, how you're answering things, what you're putting out there, how you're helping people. They're going to have access to that because they're on social media too. So remember that there's a lot to pull marketing and that relationship building that's important when you get on social media. It's really a long-term strategy, social media is. Now, could there be a short-term thing? Sure. You know, there's not a day goes by that one of my clients aren't telling me, oh, you know, I met so-and-so, or I met this person through this, and, oh, I got connected to this person, and myself too. You know, people, oh, I heard about you, and I saw you on social media, and I see you have this coming up. Well, great. You know, that gives you visibility, all right? But you cultivate that credibility through some of these other ways that you're interacting with the community. Another piece of the strategy is you really want to be exact to attract. Remember the three major areas of being exact to attract. You've got to know the demographics. Number one, the demographics of your ideal client. Number two, and the demographics are, you know, are they male? Are they female? What is their income range? Now, that, you know, I discussed earlier about some of the, you know, age ranges of Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Well, and some of the average income of LinkedIn is $109,000. Well, this is important. So if your demographic is our business owners that are, you know, in the $109,000 bracket, average income, then LinkedIn is probably where you want to be initially. Now, do you want to be on all three, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook? Yes, you do. But where is your primary marketing going to be? So understanding your demographics, number one, your demographics is going to be really important. Remember, be exact to attract, to pull them in. Number two, your geographics. Where are they located? Does it matter?
Some people service a certain geographic area. So understanding your geographics is going to be important, because with social media, you can, you know, really go beyond the boundaries. You know, you can go internationally. I have many, many different countries on my list right now of people that I communicate with that listen in to, you know, from all over the world. And psychographics, what are those likability factors, those attributes that you really, really enjoy about your ideal client? So what does that look like? Because you may look for those attributes in somebody. So if you like, you know, working with people who have a sense of humor, and that's one of the attributes, you know, you're going to find that, you know. So let them see your sense of humor. Attract them. And it also, when you look at social media, has to be integrated into what's called your marketing mix. Okay? I say integrate or disintegrate. meaning if you're going to be haphazard on social media, again, people rely on that constant contact with you. And so you've got to have a strategy with how you're going to integrate it in the rest of your marketing. So if speaking or doing webinars or whatever is part of your marketing, if networking is part of your marketing mix, then social media marketing needs to be part of that marketing mix too, and it has to be integrated. So if you're trying to cast a wide net, you're trying to be everything to everyone, just understand that people when they're connecting with you on social media are seeing those, you know, those messages from you. And if you're trying to market to everyone, you're not going to pull in those, what I call preferred prospects. The industry calls it ideal prospects. But I refer to it as preferred because preferred goes a little bit deeper into some of the attributes in the psychographics, which is why I call it preferred. So if your marketing messages are off on social media, then there's no way for that preferred prospect to identify themselves, and you're not going to be able to attract them. And so you really need to make sure that your you know, what your marketing message is, and that's all part of your strategy. So you can see how, gee, if I don't know who my ideal client is, if I'm trying to cast a wide net, my marketing messages are going to be impacted, and what marketing messages am I putting on social media? So you can see how it all interacts onto social media. So if you're not really getting the results on social media, you've really got to take a look at, number one, who you're connected with. Are you connected with people who are your ideal clients or prospects? And two, are you really cultivating that relationship with them? And if you're not, and if you're trying to sell to them, that may be the reason why social media is not working for you. Okay. Now, there's as we look at a good social media strategy, you really want to look at the, kind of four different outcomes will happen as a result of an effective strategy. Number one, it's going to leverage your marketing. It's going to leverage your marketing. Number two, it's going to build brand awareness. It's going to build your brand awareness, and I'll expand on these. Number three, it's going to generate more traffic and more sales. And number four, it's going to expand your reach. So you're going to be able to send your message out to a much broader audience. I'll repeat those for those of you who are taking notes. Number one, it's going to leverage your marketing, obviously. It's going to build your brand awareness. It's going to generate more traffic and sales. And it's going to expand your reach. Now, you used to have to spend millions and millions of dollars to get exposure to the masses in order, you know, in your market. Now, you have this is an unprecedented opportunity to really level the playing field with big business, too. Because social media marketing is so economical for the small business owner. And when you have a very focused strategy, you're going to reach more of your target audience with these leveraged marketing efforts. And then it's going to broaden your brand awareness because of it. Now, it does take some time to, you know, an investment in time for a successful strategy. But when your marketing messages are clear, when your ideal client is very clear and who you're targeting, your target market, then it's going to work for you. And when your approach, your tactics on it are solid and consistent. And consistency is key, by the way, on social media. Consistent messages. So if you're all over the board and people are confused about exactly what you do, it's going to be hard for them to connect with you. And then they may not even follow your messages because you're trying to market to too many people. And so it's going to be different or difficult for them to follow you. But if it's really laser focused, it's much easier for them to see that they can connect with you, they can converse with you, they can talk, you know, they can have a conversation with you, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or even, you know, LinkedIn to some degree. But when you do have an effective marketing strategy, you leverage your marketing, you build your brand awareness. People see that brand and they see the consistency there. It does generate more traffic because people are going to see that you're active, you're actively involved with other people, and it will expand your reach. But again, it's a long-term strategy when you look at social media marketing. Now, one of the things that I do want to talk about in your strategy, you really want to look at, number one, having a business assessment. What does that mean? First of all, identify your business goals and objectives. Really important to have goals and objectives. You know, what are your one-year goals, for example? What are your, what's your revenue objectives? What are, you know, what does that look like for you? So I really want you to write that down too, because it's important as part of your strategy to know what your goals and objectives are and how social media marketing can help with that. You also have to understand what your business model is. What does your business model look like? You know, do you have different revenue streams? Do you not have many choices and in the way people work with you? And this is a big mistake that I think people make. They think that social media is the end-all be-all. Yet, when people do want to do business with you, you only have one choice, and they go away. It's the yes or no and go model, I refer to it as. The yes or no and go model. Either they work with you with a really high price model, or they don't, and they go away. Well, there is a lot of value in having different choices for people. This is an educated consumer. Remember, they can go to social media sites, they can check you out, and there's probably a lot of competition. So, again, the more you're on it, the more you create trust, the more you create consistency in your marketing messages, especially when you're laser-focused in those marketing messages. But you got to understand that your business, you have to do your own business assessment. How does social media fit into your business? And are you consistent with it? Are you going to be consistently out there? And it doesn't have to take up hours every day. You know, it is really easy to get sucked in. And I recommend as a way to systematize, to make sure that you have very clear times during the day where you check your social media, and then using some of the systems that are out there to help track it. So if somebody does Twitter you, you can Twitter in a timely response, and that you do have the apps. You know, you have things that are up to date, so you can get the information when you need it. But there are times where you're just not going to. I mean, you have clients you got to work with, right? So it's important to understand how you're going to execute that strategy too once you do have it, and how you're going to systematize it. And not everything is 100% systematizable. you know, again, people are looking at Twitter as real time. So if you put something out there that's on a, you know, on a timer, and you time something to go out through one of the automated systems that are out there to help you with social media, you know, you've got to be somewhat available for them to respond and respond back, especially if you're using Twitter as your, as even a secondary or even as a primary. But you have to also understand, realistically, what are your revenue goals? What do you want them to be? And it's not all tied up in social media. There have got to be other ways that people can find you. You also want to, ask yourself where it makes the most sense to emphasize your marketing focus. What makes the most sense for you? Again, that's probably going to be on, as you look at your entire business, as you look at your strategy, as you look at what you want social media to do for you. But it's important to know what your goals and objectives are, and social media marketing should be one of many ways that you're getting the visibility and credibility out there, because there's hundreds of ways to market. So you've got to find out where your clients are hanging out so that you can insert your message in front of them. And that's really key. That's really key to do. Also, as part of your business assessment, you might want to consider knowing what your ranking is out there. There's a site called Alexa.com, Alexa.com. Kind of identifies who's linking to you, what keywords maybe people are using, and that you to find you. Because sometimes when people put in keywords, you know, you should come up in those keywords that are related to your products or services. And it might also give you some clues as to where you are, what your presence is like on the internet. It gives you sort of a baseline. It also gives you a little metric to gauge your social media marketing strategy. So as you look at maybe using Alexa as the metric, you can see over time how your social media strategy is working for you by your rankings. You might also get an idea of you know, how people feel or think about your company. Gives you ideas of how people are finding you, and that can be very valuable. You know, there's a keyword phrase, keyword phrases that you really want to know that people are putting in to, say, Google. There's different Google tools that will tell you what keywords people are putting into Google and finding you. So I have to look at, go on Google and find that. But that's important, too, as part of your strategy. Is knowing how people are finding you. And that's, again, part of the business assessment piece when you're looking at your social media strategy. The other thing you might also want to do with your social media strategy is really align your strategic objectives, your purpose in social media marketing, by clarifying not only your goals, but setting a budget. You know, there are some really targeted things that you can do on Facebook with Facebook ads and really get in front of your ideal clients. And you'll want to set aside a budget for that, just like you would any other type of marketing. And it varies. If you check out, you know, the Facebook ads, it really varies on what you might be investing in that, but that might be something you might want to try. One other thing to think about, too, is when you're on social media marketing, this is all part of your strategy, but I think one of the important things to take a look at is how, not only how people are finding you, but when they do find you on social media marketing, are you really thinking about how you bring them into your sales funnel? And this is really important because, you know, you could be out there, you could be doing all the great things on social media marketing, you could be, you know, getting that visibility, getting that credibility. But do you have a way for them to connect with you or even your e-list on an ongoing basis? And what is so compelling or so exciting that they would want to put in their name and email address to get whatever it is that you have to offer? And making it more permission-based, and again, pulling them in, giving them high content and high value. So they find you on social media marketing. So what is your call to action? What is your call to action? What's that first step? That kind of, yeah, let's get to know each other, and, you know, is there a call to action for them? So, you know, they might even go on your business page. You know, there's a difference between a Facebook personal page and a Facebook business page, or the like page you might see. And so as you think about getting on social media and your social media strategy, also think, how are you funneling in people that you're meeting? What is that call to action? And if they do take action, what's the very first step? That handshake. You know, what value are you giving them? And you want to set up what that process is, what that system is for getting people in that funnel. And once they're in your funnel, how are you going to, how does that play into the rest of your system of cultivating that relationship with them? Because you can cultivate the relationship in many ways. You can cultivate it on social media. That's one way. But understand just how much, how many different posts are on Facebook. And so they may not see them all the time. So do you have a list or a mechanism that not only pulls them in where they can take action, but it's an opt-in, it's a permission-based, something they're opting into, so that you can cultivate that relationship over time, you can give them high content, high value, and they do want to get to know you better, and they have an interest. Because remember, only about 4% of the people that hear about you the very first time will want to do business with you. So what happens the other 96% of the time? How are you cultivating that relationship with them? Yeah, you can do it on social media marketing. That's one way. But then how do you captivate them further? How do you progress them into your sales funnel? And this is all about, yeah, it's all about strategy, but this is part of taking a systems approach to profitability. As you look at each of these, you know, social media is a system. Your business is comprised of systems. The sales funnel is like a system in and of itself. So how do each of these individual systems all flow together? That's part of taking a systems approach to profitability. Is thinking strategically, okay, how do all these things fit together? What do I want to get from this? What can I get from this, and what can I give to the platforms too? Because again, remember, they're communities. It's about relationship. But it's also about the system of cultivating that relationship, of, you know, bringing people along into your system. So you've got to be... Number one, have that business assessment. Be very clear about your goals and objectives, what you want to get, how you're cultivating that relationship over time, how you're bringing them through your system, setting your budget, clarifying your goals. And when you're clarifying your goals, think about that, too. Are you trying to educate your market? Are you trying to drive traffic? Are you trying to grow your list? Maybe it's more about brand visibility. Building a fan base. A lot of people are, you know, building a fan base. Maybe it's even delivering customer service. Or selling it could be of selling products and services. But how are you doing that? How are you creating that trust? So really think about that as you approach social media. What do you specifically and precisely do you want social media to do for you? What part of your marketing mix, what part of it is it? And if you have a budget, what is that budget? Or, you know, so for some people it's about entertaining too, based on their business. So, you know, what does that look like for you? What are those goals and objectives? Now, it does take an investment, and the investment for many people is time. Now, basic maintenance, you're looking basically 20 minutes a day, maybe 3 times a week. You know, high visibility, 15 minutes a day, maybe 4 hours of content planning, preparation. And that's something, too, that you want to think about. People look at social media marketing as the, you know, the thing of the day. But when you look at it as a strategy, and you look at it as all of your marketing, and you look at it as part of a system, let's say you're having a workshop, all right? Look at social media marketing as part of your marketing system that markets that workshop. Then what comes after that workshop? What comes before it? Are there special, you know, special days of the month? And you want to look at it as not a separate thing, but as part of the whole system of your marketing. It's not kind of an afterthought. It's more looking at your social media marketing strategy. Okay, proactively. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, we talked about finally tuning your message and really the benefits of a really laser-focused preferred client profile, and I mentioned that earlier. A lot of times, too, people look at, you also want to take a look at, rather, the quality of the preferred client that you're going after. I mean, people can be shopping around for the best price, but you want people who want to do business with you and buy from you that are going to align with that preferred client profile. So just remember that you've really got to be clear about that. I think we have some time for questions. I'm going to open it up, and if you have any questions about today's content and or, you know, just another question about social media strategy, I'm going to open this up right now. Okay, we can hear you, so if you're not on mute, we can hear any background noise, so you may want to mute yourself if you don't have a question, but does anybody have a question about today's content? And everybody's going to be really quiet. I know, sometimes I cover a lot of stuff in a very short period of time. I get that all the time. Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. Is this Terry?
Hi, Terry. Thanks for coming on the call. Yeah, there's a lot of benefit to joining the groups. Now, you also do want to be conscious of which groups that you're joining. Because are those groups that you're joining have your preferred clients on them? Or potentially referral sources or referral partners? And if so, then that may make sense from a strategy standpoint to tap into some of those groups and have some great discussions. It may also be some commonality groups. So for example, I'm part of some Michigan-based groups, which helps you get some visibility locally and or in your state, or, you know, sometimes that helps you get some visibility and credibility when you're part of groups that are in a specific geographic area. Great question. Thank you, Terry. Any other questions? And the discussions, too, just as a follow-up, the discussions, too, if you notice that when you answer questions, sometimes your information will come up as the person that answers it. And the great thing about that is you're getting visibility. You know, people are looking at it, they're noticing, you're getting that consistent approach there, maybe about your subject matter. And so that's a good way to build some visibility and credibility as well. Any other questions? Okay, very good. Well, again, if anyone who is listening to this, I'm just going to put us on conference real quick. It just helps with the background noise when we do this. Just a couple things. If you have any questions about today's high content call, what you might want to do, I know some people listen to it after the fact, is to feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com and we follow up in the Q&A call, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month, and answer any of those questions. Because now that you have some content about your social media strategy, think about as you're implementing it, as you're on social media, you know, feel free to, you know, ask the question and we'll get it answered for the next time. Because sometimes it's helpful just to implement these and then you think of, you know, three or four different other questions as you're implementing your strategy. Now remember, I think one of the most important things to do on any social media strategy is quality. Is definitely quality. Who are you linking with, or who are you, you know, connecting with? And it's, you know, some people think it's about volume. It's not necessarily about volume. It's about the quality. Because if you're, you know, if you're with, you know, very quality people on Twitter, that it makes sense, and you've developed these great relationships with them, they're going to retweet you. You know, they're going to connect with you. They're going to ask questions. And so it's not always about quantity in as much, because I think some people put metrics together in their strategies and say, I want 10,000 people by in 2 months. Well, is it possible? Yes, it's possible to do that. But again, you know, you really want to connect with people on a level where, you know, there's interest in connecting with each other. There's maybe a commonality. So don't get caught up necessarily in the numbers. Get more caught up in more the quality of the people that you're on there. Also think about, too, and I do, this gentleman said I could use this as an interesting learning point, is I connected with someone in LinkedIn and, he didn't connect with me at first, and he said, I'm sorry, I only connect with people I really know, that he's personally met. Yeah, I think he had like 50 people that he had in his network. And I said to him, I said, oh, okay, well, that's fine. I said, however, I use LinkedIn, it was LinkedIn, as a way of expanding my network and getting to know people. And it was almost as if I extended my hand and he took his hand back. I mean, that's kind of what it felt like. You know, you wouldn't do that in networking. Why would you do that on LinkedIn? Well, and it was kind of funny. But a few weeks later, he emails me inviting me to his network. He said, I thought about what you said. He goes, he just, the thing is, he got some bad advice from somebody who said, you never, you know, that took the quality of the network, you know, to the extreme. And he says, I really thought about what you said, and I'd like to connect with you if you're still interested in connecting. And of course I did. But what was interesting is he must have really thought about it and changed it quickly, because by the time he connected with me the second time, he probably had over, I want to say, like 200 to 400 people, and this was in only a matter of a couple of weeks. So he said, I cannot believe how much different this has made my business. And he said, you can see that my network had increased exponentially since I changed my mindset about how I connect with people on LinkedIn. So I was really glad that he did, and it's a great story, and I'm glad he's okay with me sharing it. But that too is, you've got to think about how your mindset is in your strategy when using social media. And it's a new platform. It's still all about relationships. And so make sure that, you know, you're looking at social media as that kind of mechanism. So, and you've got to find your own balance, your own unique balance that works for you. You know, your own unique balance that works for you in your business and in your network. So, well, with that, I believe that's it for today's High Content Call. I want to thank everybody for coming on today's call about social media strategy. And I look forward to seeing you at the 3-day intensive, and also to having you on the Q&A call later this month. So until next time, create a great life. Bye, everyone.